Something for the weekend. Good morning. How are you? It is Trina Mari here on a Saturday morning, and there may be some people listening to this show right now who've slept through the night and have woken up feeling exhausted. And that is exactly why we've got Tom Coleman on the line. Hiya, Tom. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Tell me about the work that you do. What exactly are you about?
I am about empowering people to improve their sleep, and in doing so, feeling better and protecting their health. It's a very powerful tool that we have that we kind of underestimate, really.
I'm the type of person, Tom, that I can literally fall asleep in 2 minutes. Not a bother to me. The only thing is I can never sleep on an airplane, but that's fine. But there are people who really, really struggle with this. How did you, first of all, get into this and start researching about sleep?
I first got into it through about 10 years ago. I set up a nutritional consultancy business, and I was lucky enough that I got working with some fairly high level athletes. So I kind of became obsessed then with what is the biggest influence on our ability to recover? And that happens to be sleep. So, I mean, most of our tissue repair, our immune function, we balance our hormones at night when we sleep. So there's a hell of a lot going on from a psychological and a physical perspective that will ultimately impact our energy levels and our ability to carry things out on a daily basis. Yeah.
And it's about, I'm going to ask you about, you know, how many hours do we absolutely need to function and not be like a zombie? But it's about the quality as well, because you could be getting, you know, I don't know, 7 hours sleep, but if it's broken sleep all the time, it's probably not really doing you that much good.
Yeah, I mean, certainly when we analyse sleep and we look at sleep, you know, sleep quality certainly does come into it. So generally speaking, for adults, we're talking about 7 to 8 hours. That's the recommendation, which would be about 5 90-minute sleep cycles. Now, there is a difference within that. Some people will operate, you know, quite well on 6 hours. Other people require 9 hours. But for the most of us, we should be getting, as adults, we should be getting about 7.5 hours. Now, that requirement varies through the lifespan. And we see people have great difficulty with sleep at different stages in life. And obviously, teenagers and children require a lot more because of the growth and development that's going on there.
For pregnant women and then during menopause, do things change as well?
Absolutely. A great deal of perimenopausal and menopausal women experience difficulty. They experience vasovagal water symptoms, you know, temperature fluctuations, and that can definitely cause more wake episodes. Athletes as well. I mean, athletes really need to focus on their sleep in terms of, you know, the model of human performance. There's a lot of science in the nutrition, in the strength and conditioning, in the psychology, but sleep is your powerhouse. I think it was Matthew Walker who said sleep is the greatest legal performance-enhancing drug that most people are neglecting.
And it's free if we just do it properly. Older people as well sleep a lot, Tom, don't they? I mean, is that normal, or should we encourage them to maybe stay awake a bit longer, or what do you think?
The requirement is actually the same, and we tend to experience greater difficulty with sleep. So I think what happens is maybe the quality goes down, maybe the energy levels go down as well. So they may feel tired throughout the day or the evening. But the requirement is the same as with most things in life. We tend to get worse, you know, as we age. So in that sense, we have to really look after all the finer details of sleep, like, you know, the quality of our bed, our bedroom environment, and then what we're doing during the day, because all of this will inform our sleep.
If your mom or your dad are going for a nap in the middle of the day, would you say let them, or?
It is personal. Look, in the ideal scenario, we go to bed at the same time, we get up at the same time, and we get sufficient sleep. But life happens, and we all have different demands, and we all have different preferences and things like that. Maybe we miss out. So, you know, some people, I've worked with people who all their lives have had a 20-minute nap every day, you know, when they finish work at 5 or 6. And then I've worked with people who can't take a nap, because if they do, it completely disrupts their sleep cycle. Yeah. So it is kind of personal. If you do nap, we'd be looking at a short 15, 20 minute nap. If you go over that, you're probably going into the deeper phases of sleep.
Yeah. I remember when I used to be a producer on the breakfast show, and you'd be up obviously in the middle of the night practically, and you'd come home and you'd be absolutely wrecked by lunchtime, and you might go for a sleep, and then sometimes you'd sleep a lot longer than you wanted to, and you'd wake up feeling horrible. I used to call it was like what's it? It was like almost jet lag. Yeah, it felt a bit like jet lag. Yeah. You were shaking and cold and everything, and it was horrible.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you go over that threshold, you're probably going to wake up, you know, in the middle of deep stage sleep, and that then you feel like, oh my God, your mood is impacted. It takes a lot longer to get moving and get going. So, yeah, we have to be mindful about when we rest and if we nap and things like that.
Somebody mentioned to me on the show a while back about they had sorted out the sleep hygiene in their life. And I kind of just let the comment go and I didn't question them on it. What is sleep hygiene? Can you explain that to me? Do you know what that is, Tom?
Sure. It's pretty easy.
I should have asked them what that is.
It's basically all the kind of physical components that influence our sleep and what our habits during the day. And that would be things like light exposure, stress levels, stimulants and sedatives like caffeine and alcohol, our routine, our wind down routine, our bed, our bedroom environment, temperature. So all of these things will in some way inform our sleep, our ability to fall asleep and maintain sleep at night. So obviously, I mean, the example is that, you know, if you're the type of person who wakes up late, hits the snooze button, drinks 12 cups of coffee and runs around stressed out all day, that's not good sleep hygiene. You know, we need to be getting up, getting a light exposure, exercising, making the healthier choices. And obviously, you know, and looking after our bedroom environment, really important as well.
Okay,
and we'd sleep much better.
Even things like having a really tidy, lovely bedroom. I'm sure there's people at the moment, Tom, who are also doubling up in the bedroom is an office as they work from home.
Absolutely. As I sit here in my office / bedroom, these are the challenges we have, but we can create.
You're the blooming expert.
we have to create distinctive, atmospheres within the same space, and that's where boundaries come into it with the bedroom and everything else. But your bedroom environment, your bedroom should be cool. It should be dark. It should be conducive to sleep. You should have a really good mattress. Some of the technology around even mattresses now, the cooling technology, because heat is known as the effector in our circadian rhythm, meaning if we're too hot, it will wake us up and it will determine things like even influence things like melatonin levels. So getting, and it's, you know, it's nearly the first thing that we don't think about. I mean, if I have sore feet, the first thing I'd look at is my shoes. Whereas like if we've disrupted sleep, we kind of never think of the bed nearly, you know.
Yeah.
It's an investment. It's an investment in your health, really. So the bedroom environment is critical, clutter-free, cool, dark, conducive to sleep.
I always do find when you have a really deep clean and declutter of a bedroom, you definitely get a better sleep. And the blackout blinds are great as well. They really help.
The blackout blinds, even the eye mask, you know, and it's part of the sleep ritual. The eye mask cuts out any of the residual light because we're so sensitive to light. And we all know this. I mean, if there's one crack in the curtain, you know, it'll wake you up an hour or maybe more earlier than usual. So we are sensitive to all these things. And sleep is about, you know, all of these little percentages, the light, the caffeine, the technology, the wind down, the bed. All of these things accumulate to give us our results. So we have to really look after them well.
Tom, what about having a telly in the bedroom? Because there are people who love that. They love to watch a bit of telly just before they doze off. Is that affecting our sleep, would you say? And then there's the other people that I wouldn't know anybody like this, but there's other people in the world who go on the mobile phone at night time and scroll through social media for a long time before going to sleep. I'm assuming
absolutely.
It's not great.
No, I mean, it impacts in a couple of ways. So the technology, look, all of the apps utilize something called the dopamine error reward, which is a kind of stimulating and highly addictive. It encourages the behavior. So it's not your fault. It's just you're hardwired that way. So the technology, it's obviously the blue and the white light shuts down melatonin production in the brain. That's one thing. But if we cut out that, it's stimulating in other ways. So I would encourage you to set clear boundaries. We should be associating sleep and recovery with the bed and the bedroom. And entertainment is another area. It should really be another area of your life. But I know that people are very busy. They arrive, they get everything done, they finally get to bed and they feel like they've had no me time. So it's just how we use the phone and, you know, not to become absorbed in scrolling because time passes much quicker and then all of a sudden we're under pressure.
It's so addictive. I can't put the phone down. It is so addictive. I think I need to almost have it in another room and get an old-fashioned alarm clock so I can't say, oh, I need the phone there to wake me up in the morning, you know. You've teamed up with Des Kelly. I know they're doing some sleep tips there on their website as well, deskelly.ie. But what about this idea, Tom, that I'll sleep when I'm dead?
Well, let me tell you something. You will, but you get there quicker if you don't.
Oh, and that, yeah.
We can almost correlate, you know, there's a linear relationship there. And this is from Stanford University. There's a linear relationship there between sleep phases, REM sleep, and mortality. Yeah. So the idea is that we, you know, we extend our lifespan, which is a good thing, and we improve the quality and quantity of our sleep and our energy levels. Because we know, working with Des Kelly, I've worked with a lot of, you know, professional athletes. We looked at all of the metrics there, things like shot accuracy, injury level, cognitive function. And in terms of performance, all of these things improved and are certainly impacted. And there's a great deal of data there to highlight that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll feel better, we'll perform better, we'll recover quicker. And so all aspects really are improved.
Last question for you, Tom. If you are somebody who is waking up during the night, is it a good idea to get up out of bed and go and do something in the house, or should you just kind of wait through it and hope that you might nod off?
I suppose it's having a strategy, because what we tend to do is people wake and we wake for various reasons. Our sleep naturally gets lighter during the night. Sleep pressure in the brain drops. So, you know, we're waking up for a reason, and most people don't remember their wake episodes, but some do. And what we tend to do is reach for the phone, get stressed out, check the time, hit the button on the phone and get blinded by the light and go, oh God, I am awake again, and get stressed out. Don't do that. I mean, it's natural or normal in many cases to wake up. The idea is that we have a cognitive strategy or a breathing strategy that we just go, right, I'm awake, that's fine. I'm going to count the sheep, or I'm going to, you know, count my breaths to 100 or whatever, and just to, so we won't gravitate towards stress or worry. If we can't sleep then after a certain amount of time, I would also encourage people to throw the sheets off the bed and cool down. We don't want to be lying in bed for 2 hours, you know. Get up if you haven't got back to sleep, and only go back to the bed when you feel like you can achieve sleep or get to sleep.
You must have read my mind. I was thinking about the counting of the sheep there. I keep telling my daughter to count sheep. She's only 4. She hasn't a clue what I'm talking about when I say that to her. So, Tom, if anybody needs help with their sleep, I assume that you do sessions and that kind of thing with them. How can we contact you directly?
You can contact me directly through, Instagram is probably the best, because like everyone else, I'm on social media a lot. It's part of my job. TomColeman.ie. I have my new website coming. Again, www.tomcoleman.ie. And yeah, people can contact me. I would encourage people, invest in your sleep, invest in your health. As I said, we should be spending 36% of our lives asleep.
Of course, Tom, though, if you contact Tom now on social media late at night, you won't get a reply because he'll be asleep in bed. He won't be looking at his phone. Isn't that right, Tom?
You'll be surprised. I wake up in the morning and I check my phone, and I know that people are suffering because I get likes and follows and comments at 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. where people have woken up and they're looking for help at that time. But you won't find me on the fast asleep.
That's actually when you should be doing all. You should sleep during the day and do all your business at night, because they're the people that need you.
I'd be going 24 hours in.
Thanks so much, Tom. Talk to you soon. This
my
is
pleasure.
Something for the
Thank
weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.